22 minutes after 11 o'clock on a beautiful rainy morning in the Miami Valley. And at this particular time, it is a great pleasure to welcome to the studio Minneapolis duo of musical, I'm just going to say delights. We'll talk more about what comes out of suitcases when they open them up, but it is just a real pleasure to welcome Belarus. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here. You drove your van right up here, took out a suitcase that looked like it could contain clothes, but it is, what is it called again?
It's a suitcase organ. Yeah.
And it's like you just open up the box, and it's a beautiful musical instrument.
Yeah, it has its own little table built in. It's cool.
Clever and beautiful. welcome, and if you would be so kind to start us right off with a tune, it would be a great treat.
Sure, this is called Dark Horse.
Belarus live and in the studio on 91.3 WYSO, known together as Belarus, but actually that's Joseph Barker on guitar and Kay Gillette doing those vocals and playing the keyboards of the suitcase organ and glockenspiel variety. Thanks so much for being here. You're playing in town tomorrow night. You'll be in downtown Dayton at the Ohio Coffee Company, and you got one night off, and we're so pleased that you were able to spend part of this day with us. Tell us, you just started out on Monday tour, and you're going to be out for a while.
Yeah, we're going to be out for the rest of this month, a little bit of August. Touring, all over the east half of the country.
And I was asking you, what's the furthest west and the furthest east? You'll be in Dallas and Maine before it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
Yeah,
we're going a long way.
Down to Atlanta, too. Mm-hmm. Back over to Iowa a little bit, so all over the place.
Yeah, we're glad to be a part of like in your song, setting sail, ship into the ocean, as you're just setting out here. Thanks so much. And it's just the two of you. It's really beautiful, simple, small sound, and very portable. You must be sort of glad you didn't choose, like huge instruments to play.
Yeah, it's cheap to tour, that's for sure.
I used to play in a big rock band, and yeah, touring with them was not very fun.
No. Sure,
you got this is a breath of fresh air.
Amplifiers and stacks, no doubt. It's kind of a tight pack, and it's a nice reflection of the music, which is very, it's like minimal and beautiful and simple.
That's what we go for.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
I have to imagine riding in the van with you guys is actually a fun experience.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Might be disappointed. Yeah.
So is this your first tour?
No, we actually went out last summer, too.
Oh.
We did the west half. So.
So you've already tested the whole... So you guys travel well together. You don't want to kill each other, pull over on the side of the road and kick the other one out.
Well, and last year we actually... we had a drummer with us.
Oh.
And we all toured in my little station wagon. So it was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So let's just note here. No drummer.
Yeah.
Bigger van.
Yeah.
Just the two
This is the luxury tour right here.
Yeah. Big step up.
We're talking with Bella Roos. They'll be playing in downtown Dayton tomorrow at the Ohio Coffee Company. And they've been kind enough to come by and play some for us today. Would you grace us with another? Tell us a little bit about the next tune.
This one is from our last EP last year. It's called Push On, and it's one of my favorites. Oh, yes, I know you
Belarus, live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. I always appreciate a good song of perseverance.
That's right. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
A little encouragement for the soul. It's like, all right, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yep.
Very nice. Belarus, and I didn't look it up, I meant to. Isn't that a region in Russia?
It is. It's actually a country.
A country. So not just a region. Isn't that a city somewhere in the West? So tell me your connection to that region, that country that you would name your band so.
Our connection is that it's a beautiful name. That's all.
It is. Yeah. Well, see, I always used to say Belarus until you arrived this morning. Yeah. And I heard you say it. And I'm like, oh, she says Rus.
Yeah.
Belarus.
Well, it's up for interpretation. We say Rus, but I'm not offended if someone says Rus. So.
Okay, so then it's official permission. Then.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Please.
Have you ever been there?
No.
You must go now. See, you've set your own destiny with that.
My hairstylist is from Russia, though, so.
Hey.
Yeah.
And your hair looks very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can see it for yourself if you come tomorrow night. She has the most excellent radio hair ever, and you can see the proof tomorrow at the Ohio Coffee Company. Belarus will be playing live. And just listening to you play, I have to imagine that, like, when you practice or write songs, you just can, like, find a corner of a big hall. Your music really lends itself to, like, natural. There's a simplicity there. So do you? Yeah. Is that when you practice? You just, like, go find an empty church and start playing.
Actually, that's how we've been doing our recording recently. We used to do it in pretty much our bedroom, which doesn't have that nice natural reverb. But we did a lot of the vocal tracks in these last recordings, this album that we're going to be releasing in October. At a big church, and it sounds great, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. You say October?
Yep, that's right. We don't have a hard date yet, but...
Yeah.
Is that a fan that's on your... Does the suitcase organ have a fan?
It does. Yeah.
You want me to unplug it?
No. Actually, I just wondered what it was. I thought, is there a fan running here? I love that. So not only does it fold up and have its own legs and fold out and become its own table, but it has a fan.
Yep. Yeah. Keeps itself nice and cool.
Where did you find that?
eBay?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The very unromantic place. Was it? eBay.
We saw a picture of it online, and we clicked, and we bought it.
We had heard rumors of an instrument like this.
So naturally,
we went to eBay, see if it existed.
Yeah, we've been trying to collect weird, interesting instruments, and we really like this one.
Do you know what? I've never seen one or heard tell of one, so I wouldn't even know to look for one on eBay. What's the year on it? Do you know?
We have no idea.
Oh,
it's a Hohner, and
Make harmonicas.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, you know. It's probably a 70s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Well, you can see it live and in person tomorrow night at the Ohio Coffee Company. Would you play another one for us?
Sure.
We are live in the studio with Minneapolis duo. Separately, they're Kay Gillette and Joseph Barker, but together they're at Belarus, live on 91.3 WYSO.
Blah, blah, blah. Whoa, oh, my mind.
I shake my ice with a tall glass of liquor. It tastes just fine, but my head's getting thicker. I'm leaving it all behind, hoping that you don't mind. And while, oh, my heart is heavy, 'cause I know you're not gonna like the conclusions I've come to, 'cause they point to your move out on the street. If you're dragging your feet when you're begging me, please, baby, don't come to me. And you're leaving loose ends when you're leaving my friends. If you're down on your feet, baby, don't come to me anymore.
Okay, that one may be my official favorite. I like that. Belarus live on 91.3 WYSO. What's the name of that one again?
It's called the Kazoo Song.
I'll say. Okay, you got to go see him, because to see her just bust out this kazoo, which is actually in the shape of a small trumpet.
The valves even work, which is my favorite thing.
I realize I was seeing it on top of your player, but I just didn't imagine that you would just bust that out and start singing into the kazoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. I love it. Nice visual. Great songs. You can find out more about this band and find out where they'll be next. And when the record's coming out this fall. So point your web browser to belarus.com. That's spelled BELLARUSE. Which is kind of funny, because like that's a ruse.
Yeah.
Like if you pull something over on someone. That Bella means pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What fun. And a fun album as well. Check them out. You can see them live tomorrow at the Ohio Coffee Company. Thank you, Kay.
Of course.
Thank you, Joseph.
Us. Absolutely.
Absolutely delightful. You guys can stop by anytime. And thanks to Ben Rivett for making the whole thing happen. He's a big fan, you know.
Thanks,
you're listening to Excursions on 91.3 WYSO Writer's Almanac.